This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A woman in Ireland attempted to help a friend travel to Switzerland for suicide. Such assistance was criminalized in 1993, so those plans were blocked. But after the woman committed suicide anyway, prosecutors brought charges alleging that Gail O'Rourke brought the barbiturates used in Bernadette Ford's suicide into Ireland illegally. Assisted suicide advocates in Ireland are trumpeting O'Rourke's acquittal. Pro-life advocates are discovering abortion behind major headlines. Thousands of ISIS kidnap victims are being subjected to forced abortions to cover up sexual crimes. And while riots rage, at least one abortion advocate is soliciting donations so Planned Parenthood in Baltimore would not be hindered in performing abortions during the civil unrest. Austin, Texas is subsidizing Planned Parenthood abortions. The abortion provider pays $1 annually to lease a city-owned building, which should rent for thousands of dollars a week. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. The Colorado State Senate has approved a bill to criminalize assaults on unborn children. While all 18 Republicans supported the bill, Democrats across the country, including 17 Democrats in the Colorado Senate, are banking on a wholesale acceptance of abortion among voters in the 2016 elections. Not one Colorado Senate Democrat could break free from those who see such bills as a threat to unlimited abortion. This has been Life News Radio.